Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone. We're going Old Navy.
High Fashion.
Old Navy. Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, Dr. Denise Nadler, their friends and family, and all our friends and family, our loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into joycebarryandfriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Welcome to our show today, folks. What do you want to manifest in your life? More money, love, good health, success? Today, we will bring to you the amazing manifestation method that will be explained to you by our health
guru, the ever amazing Beverly Nadler. She will explain how you create an energy field that can attract to you the things, people, and or circumstances necessary to manifest more of what you want. We ask that you join us for an inspiring and empowering show that can transform your life. And by all means, let your friends know about this show, your relatives, your contacts, people you care about. And know that if they can't be with us when we are live at 11 a.m., they can hear this show and any other show 24/7 in our archives. Without further ado, I bring to you the always amazing Beverly Nadler.
Thank you, Joyce. And as always, it's a pleasure to be here. And I particularly love this subject. So I'm so glad we decided on it, especially now, the end of the year, a new year is coming up, and people will be making resolutions for the new things they want to manifest. So I feel this is a particularly timely time for this subject.
Before I have to say that this subject, I think any day, any time is a great time for it, because I assert that the highest level of producing results, the highest level, that being miracles, and then comes manifestation, where it shows up and you don't realize that you did anything. It may be something subconsciously through your vibrations, through your energy field, but manifestation is always a noteworthy topic. Go ahead, Beverly.
It's well said, because it is through your vibrations. It is through the subconscious that you actually have this, whatever occurs, and we are not aware of what has to take place. But so many things internally take place for any of the things that you want. So I want to give a little background before I explain the actual process. And in fact, I will give a perfect example of someone who has done this successfully that we're all familiar with, and then we're going to analyze that. And you'll see exactly how this method works. So whatever you do, whatever you accomplish, whatever takes place in your life, whatever you manifest, is because there is in your brain programming, patterns, neurological wiring. And when this all comes together, everything that we do happens because our brain directs it through our nervous system. And we call it the subconscious level because we're not aware of, nor do we actually have control over, how something occurs. Because we often say, I want this to happen, that to happen. And when it doesn't occur, we say, why? I was thinking of that. But you see, thinking of something on the conscious level, unless you get it down to the subconscious level, which is the purpose of this process, it's not going to happen. You've got to change the actual wiring in your brain. You know, you move your arm and you don't think about it, but there's thousands of things that are happening internally in order for that to happen. You digest your food. You certainly don't think of how that happens. You breathe. Your heart beats. All of these are programs. They are neurological wiring in your brain that travels down through your nervous system. And that's how these normal, what we call normal things, take place in our body. But actually it is somewhat of a miracle besides being a manifestation. You know, people play golf, sing, dance, use the computer, use their iPhone, take pictures, drive, all of these things we do, and we don't give it a second thought. But if you go back to school days and think about what you had to go through just to memorize 3 times 3, if I asked anybody, what is 3 times 3, they're going to say 9. But years and years ago when you were in school, you had to actually create wiring in your brain so that you would be able to say 9 when somebody says 3 times 3. All of these things have to do with neurological connections, and it extends to what you attract into your life, your relationships, your work, your business, how happy you are, the people that you meet. all of this is something that is wired into you, and the entire job that you have at the conscious level is to convince your subconscious mind of what you want. That's why it's not as simple as think this way. If you're only thinking of it consciously and you haven't gotten it to your subconscious, then the change isn't going to happen, which is why when the Law of Attraction book, The Secret, came out years ago, soon after that, I was on the computer because I was teaching universal laws, and people were contacting me and saying, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And I was saying, yes, it does work. There's just more pieces involved, because this is how we create anything and manifest anything. We have to have an energy field that attracts to us the components of what we need, whether it's to heal, whether it's to improve relationships, whether it's to have more money, whether it's a success at what we do, our profession, whatever it is. We've got to have the wiring that creates this energy field.
And I so agree with you. Again, when people manifest things and they have no clue as to how that happened, I was just thinking about it, and there it is. So it's so great that you're explaining all the different components. I just want to take one moment to welcome somebody new in the chat room. Love Thy Work. Haven't seen this person before. Warm welcome. Always love to see new people in the chat room or see them on the studio line. So Love Thy Work. Welcome to the show, and would love to know how you found out about the show. And we welcome you to call into the studio lines and tell us what was the best thing you ever manifested. Or you could put that up in the chat room as well. Back to you, Beverly.
But when your subconscious is convinced of what you want to manifest, it becomes real for you. And what actually happens in your brain is that it actually begins to change. It reorganizes itself. It brings in and emits the right chemicals, the right hormones. It releases this. It changes your programs. Your brain can even grow new brain cells and create new and different wiring. All of this happens when what you want, you actually believe to be a new reality for you. And when you actually get to that point, and sometimes it's fast and sometimes it takes a long time, but when that happens, your life, your world manifests what you want. Now, before I describe the process, I want to tell you about one person who used this process successfully. I didn't learn it from him. He didn't learn it from me. But the example is the clearest demonstration of how this works that I have ever seen. You are probably familiar with this person and perhaps even familiar with part of his story.
That Can't person wait is, to hear. Go ahead.
Okay. That person is Jim Carrey, and many of us are familiar with the fact that Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $10 million, and he carried it with him for years until he actually manifested that check. But the magic, or the real importance of this process, and why I want to describe it to you through him, through what he actually shared, is that it explains the details as I have not seen anyone else explain the details. So let me begin with, and this is actually how this happened for him. In the 1980s, he was a struggling actor, and he wrote a paragraph-long affirmation on a piece of paper about meeting the right type of people, getting the right types of acting roles, working on the right movies with the right casting, being successful, and contributing something worthwhile. He would go up to Mulholland Drive, which overlooks this huge sign that says Hollywood Hills, every night, and lean back in his convertible, look up at the sky, and he'd say that paragraph to himself eventually committing it to memory. He imagined everything that he describes in that paragraph. He began to see it in his mind, and he would not drive back down from that Hollywood overlook until he felt as though he was the person he'd been imagining and that it felt real for him. And then he actually wrote this check for $10 million, and he wrote it saying, "For acting services rendered." And it was the dated Thanksgiving 1995. He carried the check in his wallet years. Now, finally, in 1994, three movies were released that made him a star. And I've seen all of them. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Then it was The Mask. And his third movie, Dumb and Dumber, was released in December. He carried that check for $10 million, and he got exactly what he envisioned.
I love that story. I truly do. And I totally get it. I just want to say what I do. He wrote himself a check for $10 million. I think I wrote myself a check for $1 million. I think I did that a while ago. Although that hasn't happened yet, I still have faith. But what I do is I put very powerful things. I cut it out from magazines, newspapers, miracles, everything I want, win the lottery, all those things on every book that I use as a reference, not books, stories or you buy in stores, but my books for my notes, my courses, all those books on the cover. I paste it in a beautiful form all over every cover of every book that I pick up. So that's what I do. So I have that visual all the time on that which I want.
Sounds wonderful, Joyce. And I know you're a very positive person and that you do take care of the mental aspects of the many things that you want in your life. Let's analyze exactly what he did here. And I'm going to say that does everybody use this formula? No. Some people don't even have any idea they're using a formula. The whole idea, as I said, is the only reason that you will use the manifestation formula is to convince your subconscious mind of what you want. And it may take, for some things, it may be quick, it might be easy, and for other things, it may take a long time. Understand that this took about 10 years. It's not something that happened overnight for him. He started in the late 80s, and he didn't get his first film role until the 90s. So not everything requires that much, let's say, time, but certainly most things do require time, except that the manifestation process, which I will describe in detail in a minute, can be used for things that you want to immediately change. It's you're playing golf, and you want to manifest the perfect shot so you see it. Golf, not only golfers, but many athletes, probably all of them, but not all of them have had stories written about how they use this manifestation process, how they used visualization, which was quite amazing. There's a quarterback in the Green Bay Packers named Aaron Rodgers who said that in the sixth grade, imagine, in the sixth grade, a coach taught us about the importance of visualization. That's really unusual. And so he applied that, and of course he became a very successful and won a lot of whatever one does. I'm not a football person, but I know that it's an exciting game. People love it, and he came through beautifully. Years ago, I used to tell a story, a true story, of course, of a Asian pianist who was locked up in jail during the war. I'm not sure which war. It was probably the Korean or the Vietnam War. For years. And when he came out, when he was finally released and he had his first concert, people came up to him and said, "I don't understand. You were just recently released. How can you play like that? You play better than you ever played before." And his answer was, I saw myself playing. I visualized myself. I was, in fact, playing the piano every single day in order to remain sane while I was in prison.
Wow. That's another really terrific story, very inspiring indeed.
So here is the actual process, and you can see how Jim Carrey used it. First, you write down, what is it that I want? What are all of the components of what I want? How do I want to see this? What are the pieces that I need? And you notice he talked about the fact that he wanted the right cast, the right people, the right jobs. He saw that. Let's say that someone is creating their success as a swimmer or some other athlete. They would write down what it is, how to do certain things, how to make the correct jump, how to make the correct dive. They would actually write these things down so that their mind would be seeing this happening. So they would be writing it down, then they would visualize it. Now, some people believe that they are incapable of visualization, but the truth is the subconscious mind always works in pictures. So you may not see the picture the way you would see the picture on a television screen, but there is a way that you are seeing this in your mind. And I will say to anyone who thinks they cannot visualize to write this down, because you will do this after the show and you will see for yourself that you do visualize. Simply see yourself opening the door of your home and walking in and see the room in which you enter. Everybody can do that, whether you see it in exact detail or you get a sense of it. But if someone said, now mentally turn to the left, you would mentally be able to do that because you do see in pictures. So whatever way you visualize is fine. Don't ever tell yourself, I can't visualize, because then what you're doing is setting up something to defeat yourself. Tell yourself, of course I can visualize, and the image that I create is the perfect image. So you see it, you write it, you say it. Remember, he said this, he even committed it to memory. You don't necessarily have to commit it to memory. You can do what I did when I first learned this process, is that I actually drew a circle, like a big pie, and I had all the pie slices, so to speak, and in each of them, I put in exactly what I wanted. In my case, it was a new home, and I wrote all of the things that we wanted in a new home, and I will share that with you later, but I want to give you the whole process first. As you say it, you picture it. And the most important part of this is that you are going to believe it. Now, what happens often for someone, if this is totally whatever it is that you're visualizing, whether it's a new job or whether it's the new relationship or whether it's health, which is a very important thing. I use this also to heal from cancer, which I will explain to you also what I wrote in those pieces of the pie. So whatever you're using it for, you've got to believe it is possible. And that is why we tell stories about people who have made it happen, because the more you understand this is possible, the more your own subconscious says, well, yeah, they could do it. So could I do it? So the point is you need to believe it. And one of the ways that you can make yourself believe it is become an actor. Just for this time, create the emotion as if you were now the actor in this picture, this film that you're creating of yourself. Create the emotion that you would feel as this is happening, the joy, the expectation, the wonder, the awe, the excitement, positive emotion. Do not create negative emotion. Do not suddenly start going to, oh, but it's not going to happen. I doubt it. I fear it. No, because that stops the process. And this has to do with the brain. the different things it releases. When we go into fear and anger and negativity, we actually block the process from working. So you will do, write it, see it, say it, believe it, add the emotion, take action. Oh, I have to take action. Well, of course you have to take action. You want to be a golf player, you're going to go and play golf. You want to meet new people? Well, then you're going to go to places where you can meet new people. You want to be an actor? What did Jim Carrey do? We went out on auditions. We wanted a new house. What did we do? We went out with agents. I wanted to heal from cancer. What did I do? I took all of the things that I, in my belief in alternative medicine, would do in order to heal. And finally, a beautiful piece, which I have not seen written anywhere, but I know to be true, give gratitude, thankfulness, as if it has already happened. Believe it or not, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a real and imagined experience. When you give gratitude for something before it happens, it is as if it is real and has happened. And therefore, the changes that need to take place in your brain begin to take place so that you create the energy field that you need in order to attract all of the component parts that will bring the manifestation that you want into your life.
Beverly, that's awesome. Everything you said, I agree with you 100%. I just want to, on top of what you said about act it, you be an actor, I want to share that as a coach, I've always told people to fake it till you make it. So by doing that, you're being the part, you're playing the part. I know that I did that when I became a stockbroker. It was an all-day exam, about 6-7 hours to get your license. And when I found out I passed the test, now I had my license. I knew nothing about being a stockbroker. Of course, it takes on the job training. And I went around on appointments, and I certainly looked the part. I acted the part. The fake it part was like being the part, but I didn't fake that I knew the answers. If I had to find out something, I would say, let me get back to you on that one, or I'll check it out. I always said it's what's more important is who you know, not what you know. I always knew where to go immediately to get the answers I need. So I never faked the answers, but I faked the role. I had to be that part. Who would want to start with a newcomer, a newbie, someone to manage your money, and oftentimes a great deal of money? So, yes, act it and fake it till you make it, but do so with integrity.
Beautifully said, Joyce. Thank you. That is another example. I want to give you a number of examples of people for whom this worked besides myself. Champion golfer Jack Nicklaus wrote in his book, Golf My Way, he said, I never hit a shot, even in practice, without having a very sharp, in-focus picture of it in my head. Like a color movie, I saw the ball where I wanted to finish, nice and white, sitting up high on the bright green grass. Then the scene quickly changes, and I see the ball going there, its path and shape, and even its behavior on landing. And then there's sort of a fade out. And the next scene shows me making the kind of swing that will turn the previous images into reality. Only at the end of this short, private Hollywood spectacle do I select a club and step up to the ball.
Wow.
I thought that was very
powerful.
Very beautifully written. I could just say, well, Jack Nicklaus did this, but I thought that just the way he described it is very important. I want to tell you about getting our house, because there's another piece of it that I want to emphasize about the visualization. I used this circle, and in that circle, I put all of the things that we wanted, which I will tell you. We wanted something that was on a street that we did not have a lot of traffic, and we wanted it to be away from schools. We wanted to be yet close enough to parkways and shopping so that not that we could walk there, but that we would have a short ride to get there. We wanted it to have a certain amount of rooms. We wanted three bathrooms. We wanted a separate level for me. I live with my daughter who bought the house, but I wanted a separate apartment. We wanted it to be near nature. We wanted, I'm trying to think of a certain price range, a certain amount of rooms. And the big thing was I said, we will know this place when we walk in the door and facing us is a glass, total glass wall facing something that has to do with nature. I wasn't sure what it was at the time, but I knew that that would be my sign, and I actually wrote that down, that was our sign. Also, we wanted it to be in a neighborhood where the taxes really took care of the streets. When it snows or something, you want a place where they take care of things. We wanted it to be have good, nice, loving neighbors, friendly, but not, intrusive. All of these things were on my pie, and I looked at that every single day. As I said, it was in my memory, but I wanted to make sure that I had every single part of this, and there was probably more of what I said. Anyhow, what did I do to make this happen? Obviously, I looked for a real estate agent, but what's really interesting is that there was something that I also posted. Not sure where I posted because we're talking about 11 years ago, that a real estate agent called me. And this was the agent that took us out and found our home. Now, this happened in a very short time. We were told in September that we had to leave because the landlord, we were in the apartment, the landlord wanted our apartment for his son. And we found this house in November. So that's an unusually short time to find the perfect house. This particular real estate agent, he called one day and he said, I found your house, because we described not every single piece, but a lot of it to him. Opened up the door, the front door, and facing me was not a glass window. It was sliding glass doors took up the entire wall and overlooked 176 acres of pristine woodlands owned by the community.
That is absolutely extraordinary. Truly extraordinary.
Now, I did this every day. It's true, it happened much faster than we expected, quite frankly. But the vision that I flashed, you see, I would do this with my circle, the pie, and read that every day and visualize it. But every time that I had nothing else going on in my mind that I had to figure out or do, I would flash for just about maybe a half a minute at max the picture of this glass door, this glass wall that we would be facing. That's what I flashed every single day, many times during the day. I went to sleep with this picture in my mind. I woke up with that in my mind. You can say, well, that's a lot of work. No, it was fun because I lived it. And I also, at the end of each session, not at the end of every single time I flashed, at the end of each session, I gave gratitude. I said, thank you for bringing us the perfect house.
Yeah, I agree with you on the importance of gratitude. I really do use gratitude a lot. And the best part, like you said, is express gratitude for what didn't happen yet, that you were so intent on making it happen. So thank you for saying that, because that's often what I forget to do. It's easy to do it when something comes your way, a blessing comes your way, a miracle comes your way, but that's a very important component for something that you want to come your way, and you're already being thankful for and expressing your blessings. Terrific.
Great. Thank you for your very, very insightful additions. And this is actually your mental rehearsal. What do people do before they produce a Broadway show? They have a physical rehearsal, but I can guarantee you that when they're not in their physical rehearsal, these actors are mentally rehearsing their lines. And this is true for your athletes, your Olympic athletes, swimmers. I remember reading about gymnasts who said, I never get on that beam or do any of my particular moves until I see it clearly in my mind. It is that important. And it's a focus of attention. See, sometimes people will make too many different let's say pies or circles that they want. Now, it's okay to have a lot of goals, but when you are really wanting something very specific to come into manifestation, you don't want to spread your energy field too far. You want to have this concentration on the particular thing that you would like to see happen. For instance, you're going for an important interview, whatever this interview is, or it's an audition, or you're going to meet someone. You want to think to yourself, what is it that I want to happen? What do I need to do? What should I wear? You want to have all of these things written down, because when you write them down, again, you are convincing your brain. This is the purpose. You can say, oh, I know that. I know it. You are not only interested in your conscious mind being aware, you are bringing this, you are literally installing this into your subconscious. When you do all of these different things, what you're actually doing is turning down, and we're talking now about what's happening in your brain. So I'll give you, and this is noted by neuroscientists years ago. This kind of thinking and this kind of information was given out years ago. This is not new information that what we think about, we bring about. The part that may be new is understanding that it has to reach the subconscious level of awareness. And then neuroscientists in recent years have been able to actually see what happens, what parts of the brain come into play in order for certain things to occur and certain changes to take place. And so here what we're doing, you're turning down the volume on the neural circuits that are connected to your old self being the thing that you have had in your life that you manifested, and you want to manifest something different. So your old self has the certain genes, it has the certain hormones, it has the certain neural connections. So you bring the signals down on that and what you actually are firing in your brain so as to create the energy field that you want is these new genes, these new signals, and it's the neuroplasticity, that's the word used, which means the brain is able to make new connections. It's circuitry in your brain, and they begin to reorganize themselves to reflect what you're mentally rehearsing. So you're bringing together your new thoughts, which are your conscious thoughts, and you're bringing it together with the mental images and then with your positive emotion. And so your mind and your body and your brain, everything is working together, and you are literally in a new state of being. And that being, everything is energy. That new state of being is the energy that you are sending out into the universe. Also, it is going literally through your entire body, especially if healing is what you want. But you know, if healing is what you want, you need to attract the right people, the right circumstances, the right information, which is outside of yourself, in order for you to heal. And so here your brain and your body are no longer a record of the past. In other words, the programming that has directed you is no longer operating. Instead, what you have is a map of the future, a future that you've created in your mind.
And a great tool to heal your mind, your body, your spirit is to listen to this show every day and hear in the wise words of health guru Beverly Nadler, our special guest today, are the reasons why.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and you'll see my picture on the upper left side. And right under that, you can click follow, and you will be advised of every show, every guest, every topic, so you need not miss any of them. And be assured that if you can't join us when we are live at 11 a.m. Eastern, they are there for your listening pleasure 24/7 in our archives. I want to take a moment to share with you my personal favorite story on manifestation, something that happened to me. And when you hear the story, you'll know why it's a personal favorite. There was a 3-year time where I was a stockbroker, literally during the day. I had a long-standing successful career as a stockbroker, being one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker. And at nights and on weekends, I was doing coaching, seminars, trainings, things of that nature. In each case, I had a personal full-time assistant, so I was able to somehow manage both, and I loved doing both. It was very hard for me to give up being a stockbroker when I had financial security and it was a long-standing career. But once I got into coaching and trainings, I wanted to do that. Well, at any rate, one day I decided that I wanted a new file cabinet, one of those big 4-drawer ones. And my Wall Street, my office as a stockbroker, I was going to say Wall Street office. I did work on Wall Street, but at this time I was on Madison Avenue in that career. And so I called my assistant for the coaching and seminar business to tell her to meet me at the office. It was a quiet day, and I had a full-time assistant at that office so they could handle things. And I said, meet me at my Madison Avenue office, and let's go. I want to go buy a file cabinet. So I don't know if you folks know anything about New York and Madison Avenue. I can assure you that all the stores on Madison Avenue were very, very expensive. So I was seeing file cabinets that ran about $800. So after looking for some for a while, I went back to the office on Madison Avenue, and I made a call to say it's really frustrating. I really wanted to get a new file cabinet for my home office, and it's just so expensive. And someone literally sitting right behind me in the office taps me on the shoulder, and she says, Joyce, if you go to my apartment, which is just a few blocks away, I'll give you the keys, and I have a new file cabinet, and you can have it. I said, great, how much do you want for it? She said, I don't. She says, the cabinet is yours. I've got a few papers inside it. Just take it, throw it on the floor, throw it anywhere, and you can have the cabinet. So me and my assistant for the seminar programs and all of that, we left. The young man that handled my accounts, my stock brokerage accounts, he stayed in the office. We get to her apartment. It was literally brand new and beautiful, comparable to the $800 ones I had seen. So we took. So the gal I was with, that assistant was female. The one at the brokerage was male. She says, how are we going to get this to your apartment? It was one of these cabinets. Yes, you could take the drawers out, but the length of the file cabinet, you couldn't make it smaller. It was much bigger than any cab, I can tell you, or any car, I can tell you that. So even if you got the drawers out, you still, the length of the cabinet would have been impossible to get in a car or a cab. She says, how are we going to get it there? I said, let's get it downstairs and I'll figure it out. So she went to the superintendent and got one of those big dollies. We put it on the dolly and we got it to the front of that building. And literally, right across the street was this huge movers truck. Huge. It was one of the most popular in the city. I believe it was called Schleppers. I believe that was the one. But they're right across the street sitting there. So I ran across the street and they were parked. And I said, do you see that file cabinet right across the street? Can you get it to my apartment? I'm maybe 10 minutes away. So they said, lady, don't bother us. We're on a 5-minute break. You just happened to catch us. We're only here for a few minutes on a break. So I want you to know, folks, I would have given them up to, say, $75 to do that for me. I was thinking around $75. But I, as a good negotiator, I know you start really small and work your way up. So I said, I'll give you $5. They go, lady, it's not worth it at any price. We don't want to do it. I go, $10. So the other guy said, we'll do it. So they not only came across the street, put it in the truck, and not only took it to my apartment, but literally went up in the elevator into my apartment and put it where I wanted it to be. These are professional movers. They got it across the floor and put it in exactly the spot I wanted it to be. And that truly is my favorite manifesting story. It is really my favorite story of all time. Because not only do we manifest the exact cabinet I wanted, but we got it to the apartment. And when I told the young woman who told me about it that I had it handled and please let me pay her, she said, no, I don't want anything. I'm glad you got it out. I didn't need it. So I gave her $25 and insisted she take it. I was thrilled. So here, tip them 10, and I had an $800 cabinet that was comparable value on Madison Avenue. Is that not a great story, Beverly?
Absolutely. It is a great story. It's a fun story. It really is demonstrates how your energy field was definitely in harmony with you getting what you want. And I know about you and your negotiation skills, and that's something that is a part of you. So you tend to manifest things at the best possible price, which is a wonderful skill, and not everybody has that skill. But it's part of your nature, so that was lovely. I want to share, before we end this, what I did to heal, because I believe that it's possible that many of the people on this call are particularly interested in how to become healthy. So many people are suffering from illnesses and pain, and I, of course, had cancer. I did not know for sure that I had cancer. I suspected that's what it was. I did not go to find out that I had cancer because I was aware of the power of my subconscious mind. And 20 years ago, well, it was 22 years ago, actually, the word cancer was a death sentence. So I wasn't going to hear it until I was ready to hear it. So, and then get it taken care of course. So then what I did is I created my pie, my circle, and I put all of the various things in there, and some of which I probably am not going to remember, but I can give you a general idea. For one, I am healthy, and I feel good every day. My brain and my body knows how to create health. I have chiropractic adjustments to help me heal. I eat healthy, natural, and frequently organic foods. Now, I wrote this in each of the pie. Why did you say, do I have to read it? I was doing it because I was telling my brain, I'm doing these things. I'm supposed to get well. I believe that my body heals itself when it has what it needs. That's a great, enormous part of it. That was a belief that I had. I put, I am grateful for the healing. I release all negative beliefs and negative emotions. Is it possible to release all of them? Probably not, but I released enough of them, and I did work on that, which is work that I now do with clients, helping them release negative emotions and negative beliefs and programs. And I laughed a lot. I watched TV shows, particularly to make myself laugh, because I knew that the immune system responds to laughter, because when you laugh, you are literally stimulating the gland that has to do with your immune system. So the thymus gland. So I was doing all of these things when I did finally come to the conclusion that it is now time for me to take care of this. I got the diagnosis, went to the hospital, had the surgery. The surgeon, when I finally awoke after surgery, was standing over me and staring at me and saying he had never seen anything like this in his life. And I said, what? He said, you had a huge tumor, totally encased, not one cell was anywhere else, just that tumor, and it was completely dead.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
And let me say that what I flashed in my within my mind constantly was a picture of myself dancing. Because if I could, and dancing a really fast, not necessarily a great dance, but a fast dance, because if I had the energy to do that, I knew that I was well. And I also, something else you can do is add audio. You can hear people saying, congratulations, let's say if you want to accomplish something. You can hear that in your mind. You can create the picture of seeing it happen and hearing people. If you're running a race or some kind of competition, see yourself getting to the finish line and hear the people congratulating you. You are doing mental rehearsal, and it is as important as the physical things that you do. But don't leave out the physical things, because the physical things also tell your subconscious mind, remember, that's what you have to convince, so that you rearrange the brain cells and the neurological circuits, that when you do these things, you are really serious about making the changes. And don't be discouraged. Some things happen quickly, and some things take a longer time. But if you continue to do it and continue to tell yourself, I believe in this, and feel, and create the excitement, and as Joyce said, fake it till you make it, to yourself, just fake it. Yes, it's happening, and give gratitude for it. This method is amazing. It works.
And talking about approaching the finish line, we're certainly doing that right here, right now. So, folks, first I'll let Beverly leave you with the message for the day, but I want to refer you to her website, Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. That's BeverlyNadler.com. You'll find out about her work, her reprogramming as a coach, and so much more. BeverlyNadler.com. So we'd love to hear your poem and your closing message.
Poem is Success is in Your Hands. Success is in your hands, my friend. Never should you fear. Success is in your heart and mind. Never should you despair. You're part of a great purpose, my friend, and when you understand it, you'll thank the power that created you and live the way it's planned it. Success is in your hands, my friend. Open your eyes and see it. Success is in your mind and heart. Faith will help you free it. You're part of all that lives and breathes. One spirit flows through all things, with the endless sea and glorious sky. Abundance is what spirit brings. Yes, success is in your hands, my friend. It's coming closer every day. Success is stirring within your soul. You can feel it now. You're on your way.
Awesome, as always. I love your poems so much. I'm guessing you have about 500 of them, all inspiring, all original. So we got to get it out in the whole to the whole world to make the world a happier and better place. Beverly, what do you want to say in wrapping up?
I want to tell people to use the method. If you need to hear this show again, please, you can find it easily right on Joyce's site. Joyce Barry and Friends, because it's everything is archived, and you can take notes, and you can but apply it to your life. That's how you manifest what you want. You're always manifesting. Using the method helps you manifest what you want.
Very good, Beverly. And I just want to say I wrote an original poem, so you're the first to hear it, folks, and I'm going to share it with you by way of introduction to our show tomorrow. It's called I'm Happy, and I'm certainly happy when I'm manifesting. That makes me very happy. So here is my new poem. You're the first to hear it. I'm happy, 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 and just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends says, live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends. We advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss. Make money and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's delightful.
I looked that up this morning.
Really? And what is the show tomorrow? You said it's introduction
yes,
to the show.
Yes, it's a first-time guest, a popular author. It's called The Happiness Formula. And the guest is Gary King. He wrote that book, The Ultimate Life Makeover, The Happiness Formula. He is our guest tomorrow, new here for the first time. So I was thinking so much about happy. I wrote my own little happy poem to introduce it tomorrow. But then I thought of how happy I am when I'm manifesting something, so I wanted to share it with you all today. Beverly, I'm always happy having you in my life. I'm happy when you're on our show. I'm happy for your poems, your inspiration, your wonderful daughter, a.k.a. Ariana, who writes original songs that are inspiring, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler. And let me just conclude with this prayer. I wrote for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. We want you to be happy. So you can do all of that starting right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops. Hi, you've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Hi, my family's going to a picnic, but our clothes are stained.
That's quite a pickle.
Ketchup, actually. We want to look amazing.
Go to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 50% off all tees, all tanks, all shorts, and all dresses at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
All up to 50% off?
Yes, get tees and tanks from $6 for adults, $5 for kids, and dresses start at $15 for women, $10 for girls.
Hey, everyone, we're going to Old Navy.
High Fashion, Old Navy. Valid 6/21 to 6/27. Excludes clearance, jewelry, active, flat tees and tanks, licensed, and men's package tops.